Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And this is Joshua Rogers, Rain on Us, right here on The Love Journey.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your consuming fire, fill this tabernacle, purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place, bring new life within us, send a refreshing, Lord. Saturate our hearts. Say
rain.
Oh, breathe. Oh, shower down. Anybody needing a shower?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine Ann Ingram, and that was Joshua Rogers right here on The Love Journey. That was called Rain on Us. Let's get ready and tune and turn within as we make manifest the glory of God within us right now, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit that is known by many names. But on this line, we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So as we get ready to turn within, recognizing that there is power in the breath, family. You see, sometimes we forget to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And so in this right now moment, I want you to just get still. And as you become still, I want you to take a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, breathing deep into the diaphragm and remembering to breathe into the heart. And so together, family, in this one mind and one consciousness, I want you to be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe again, family. Let's breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And release. Sometimes we forget to breathe. I want you to remember that there is power in the breath. Be still and know that I am, God. Breathe, family. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God, precious and Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit. As I come before you today, asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart will be invited and invoked from the higher mind presence, God, and be so acceptable in thy sight, God. I come before you today to ask you to anoint this line, God, asking that every human created thought be removed this morning, God, asking that every human created ego be released right now, God. As I come, God, before you, I ask you right now to come, Holy Spirit, and let every thought be your thought and every word be your word, God. As I come before you empty this morning to be filled by the presence of your higher mind, God, presence, God, I ask you to come and fill me to the overflow that I may be emptied right now, God. Divine presence, the infinite one, I ask you to bring peace upon this land right now, God. Peace be still. Asking you to come in this conversation today on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, God, I ask you to bless our thoughts, God, that when we come together in this conversation today, God, that we will understand and build a better relationship with money, God. We ask you to bless and enlarge our financial territory, God. Prepare us for what the amplification will happen, God. I ask you to bless every cell in our body, every living system and every organ, God, as we move into that space of amplification, multiplying our money spiritually, God. We give thanks right now for an enlarged territory, God. We give thanks for the kingdom, being able to move the kingdom forward and being financially significant on this Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, God. We ask you to bless and anoint each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. We ask you to bless and anoint everybody's hand this morning, that everything we touch, God, not only turn to gold, but platinum gold, God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to anoint our feet, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon your holy ground, God. I ask for a fresh anointing today. God, I ask for an anointing of Abraham, that each and every one of us will be so blessed, God, that even the blessed will call us blessed today, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you for an anointing of Solomon, God, not just for the wealth, but the wisdom to move your kingdom forward, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to anoint our lips with the words of David this morning. Oh, our cup runneth over, Holy Spirit. And oh, with joy, success, happiness, love, money, and all of your goodness, God. Oh, and that grace and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. God, I'm asking you to give us a heart of David today, God. Oh, I'm asking you for the anointing and the leadership of Moses this morning, God. Oh, Father God, I'm asking you to give us the light and the direction and the power and the presence of Christ, our brother Jesus, this morning, God, that we will be so blessed in our thoughts, that we could turn water into wine this morning, God, that we will be so amplified in our gratitude that we can take two loaves, two fish and five loaves of bread and amplify it, God. In this right now moment, God, I ask you for the anointing upon our life right now, God. I ask you for the fresh anointing in our thoughts, a fresh anointing in our way we move and navigate through life, God, as we listen to this prayer of forgiveness. We give thanks in the mighty consciousness of Christ.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God.
God,
I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful. And so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship, with money.
Amen. Wow. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, and that was Ayala Venzat. Ooh, all right, family, this is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe Friday, and Kira Denley is going to come in real quick and give us, an update and let us know what's going on, and then we're going to open up our Millionaire Mind. Good morning, Kira Denley.
Good morning. Good morning, my sisters. Good morning. If there are any brothers on the line, we know they get a chance to sneak in on us sometimes. I came back. You know they do. I came back on this morning, you know, it was really in my heart, really strong in my spirit to come back, and we talked extensively yesterday. We talked about vision, we talked about living a limitless life, but I did not get a chance to mention to you ladies, many times we want to continue to plug in, but we do a call every Monday through Friday, and we have different people that come on and share with us, and it's 8 a.m. Central. And, you know, I just feel like with so much going on, it's almost like there's an alignment happening in the spirit realm, especially with sisters all over the world. And we're just coming into agreement on all levels, spiritual, health, financial, and so many things that are happening. So I just wanted to open up that avenue for anybody on the line that want to continue in this journey and continue to connect and continue to plug in. The call is Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. It's only for 30 minutes, and it goes from 8 a.m. to 8:30, and that's Central. And the dial-in number for that is 302-202-1110, and the PIN is 713-799. I'll repeat, the dial-in number is 302-202-1110, and the PIN is 713-799. And as you know, yesterday we talked about the Limitless Conference coming up. Yesterday was a successful book launch. The room was packed. We had people that had, authors that are writing about so many different things, just pouring out their soul. And we had one of the professionals that came in from, he used to be part of he created the guerrilla marketing team. And they are phenomenal at getting your information and your books out and published. So that was a great event yesterday. And tonight is the gala. So if you're in the Chicagoland area and you're able to stop by, I encourage you to come on out. Our office is in Matteson, 600 Holiday Plaza Drive, and we're on the second floor. We actually now we expand over three different suites with the office space. So if you include that, it's four suites. So it's pretty big. It's going to be an amazing time. And then tomorrow we wrap up with Saturday and Sunday with our Limitless Conference, where all things are possible for women and by women. And this event, we've put it on before, and people always come back and say, I want more, I want more, I want more. So this event is this weekend, and we have so many phenomenal people who have flown in for this event. And tonight we'll have politicians there being honored. And it's going to be a phenomenal time. And we talked about this yesterday. You have to show up. If you don't show up, you don't know what's on the other side and who's there and what that means for that next level, that next thing that that God is trying to bring into your presence. So always be cognizant, be conscious on a conscious as well as subconscious level of what's happening, especially when you have put something out into the universe. that you're expecting something back. So I just wanted to put that out there. Thank you, Janine. You're phenomenal. I just love everything that you're doing, and that's why I reached out to you yesterday, and I said, you know what, this lady and I will be tied at the hip. We have some great things to do. We are in alignment, and we are on one accord. So thank you once again. And everything that we talked about yesterday, you will get that 20 times over at this conference this weekend. So I just invite you. You have my invitation. I look forward to seeing you ladies soon. If not, I will definitely be back on this call to listen in and to be plugged into everything that you all are doing. I love you, Janine. I love you, ladies. You all have a blessed and peaceful weekend.
Love you too. So before you go, is there a way that they can stay plugged into the events that the NBC University is doing? If they want to take advantage of any classes or events that you are, how can they keep in contact or know what's going on?
Absolutely. Thank you. This weekend event, the website for that is alwayslimitless.com, alwayslimitless.com, A-L-W-A-Y-S. Limitless, LIMITLESS.com. And if outside of this weekend, you'll still be able to get information about how to contact us from that website, but you can always go to NBCUniversity.com. NBC, just like it sounds, N-B, as in boy, not David, boy. NBC is Network and Business Building Coaching University. So NBCUniversity.com. And you can get all the information about everything that we're doing, the speakers camps that my husband hosts, that people have had an opportunity. Even Janine, she's come to our camp. And
yes,
the camps are just phenomenal. It really opens you up to be vulnerable so that people can relate to you on a whole other level. You understand the psychology of presentation, everything. How do you monetize your gift from the stage? How do you just build a life around speaking? So you can get information about that. That's Inspired to Speak, I-N-S-P-I-R-E-D, the number 2, speak, S-P-E-A-K, inspiredtospeak.com. So, yeah, so absolutely. And we actually yesterday we had a young man who came in from Finland for the event for this weekend. And I'm like, wow, I thought, you know, people traveling from Wisconsin was far. You came in. I thought people traveling from L.A. was far. So, you know, we're having a great time. So, plug in, get plugged in, because you just never know. I always say this, you just never know who's on the other side of you showing up and what that expectation level is for what's on the other side based on your vision. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Janine.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Kara Denley, and I'm super excited, and oh, wow, I can't wait to hear how all the events went this weekend.
Absolutely. We also have a Facebook Live. Put it on Facebook Live so you can share it to the page. Yeah, we'll have snippets, I'm sure, here and there, because we have snippets from yesterday as well. So, you know, they're on my page because everybody starts tagging me and everything. So you'll be able to see it from my page, and that's Kara Scott. You can also find it from Kara Scott Dentley. You'll be able to find me, K-A-R-A, and then Scott, S-C-O-T-T, D-E-N-T-L-E-Y.
Okay.
Be able to pull the information from my page as well.
I'll be looking to see.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you again.
You're welcome.
All right. You have a great and wonderful day, and I'm going to tag in and tune in to your call at 8, so I'm looking forward to it. All right, family, that was Kara Denley. You know, if you were on the call yesterday, she was an amazing. I wanted more and more and more of her and E.R. Spalding. They were so phenomenal together. All right, welcome again to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janina and Ingram. We're going to give it a few before we open up our Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. You know, we're reading from the book Amplify Your Life, Abundance Now. And we're working to bring Lisa. We got a date. We solidifying a date to bring Lisa Nichols on the call, and we're going to make sure that we have some good questions to ask Lisa Nichols when we bring her to the call. So get ready, family. So we're reading a book by Lisa Nichols called Abundance Now. And you know we can't talk about money without bringing in Reverend Ike, right? Yeah, I know I'm Reverend Ike. Yes, yes. yes, yes. You know, I used to sit at the feet of Reverend Ike when I was a little girl, and I just think he is the pioneer of recognizing that God said for us to be abundant and that God wanted us to live an abundant life. And so this one is about a four-minute clip called You Must Believe You Deserve It. You see, Jay-Z said you had to believe it first, right? But Reverend Ike said the same thing. So you got to know you deserve it. This is Reverend Ike, and then we're going to open up our lines for the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. If you're new to the call today, welcome. And if you haven't got the book, it is by Lisa Nichols, Abundance Now, Amplify Your Life. And Chastity is our host for our Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. This is Reverend Ike.
This is one of the reasons why one of the big things that keep money and goodness away from people is such a bugaboo. Do you know, people feel that they are not worthy. People have a great feeling of undeservedness. And where does it begin? With that religious idea of original sin. There's a chapter in this book titled, You Deserve God's Goodness. And I'm going to tell you, until you get all of those ideas out of your head about you don't deserve and you are not worthy, then you're going to be kicking money and all of the various forms of good that you would really like to have away from you. In this book, in that chapter, You Deserve God's Goodness, I tell you the one reason why you do deserve all of God's goodness. There's only one reason. And first of all, let me relieve you. It's not because you are either good or bad. Matter of fact, the bad folks, sometimes I think they get it before the good folks. Why? Because the bad folks don't have the hang-ups that you good folks have. See, the bad folks don't give a hang about all that theology. They don't care whether you believe in post-trib or pre-trib or mid-trib or no-trib. Matter of fact, I gave up all tribulation myself. I've already been through mine, going through some of it right now. I ain't looking for no more tribulation. Well, let me hear you say, I ain't looking for no more tribulation. But do you know, organized religion will put you through all these things. And there are preachers and churches and theologians that cuss each other out and fall out over whether they're post-trib or pre-trib or mid-trib or no-trib. I'm a no-trib. I've got enough of the tribulation. Just like the old lady that used to sit on her porch rocking and moaning all the time. A little kid came by and said, Grandma, how come you're always moaning and groaning like that? Grandma stopped rocking and shook her finger in the kid's face and said, Now let me tell you one thing. The Bible says that we are going to have trials and tribulation. And I don't care what you say, I mean to tribulate. You know, you can get whatever you want out of the Bible and some stuff you don't want. If you don't know what you're doing, do not read the book of Revelation. You will never sleep again. You'll get mixed up with those headless horsemen. And drown in the sea of blood. Well, let me get back. Reverend Ike, what does all of this have to do with money? And I was about to tell you something about feeling undeserved. here's another way of stating principle. In life, you get what you sincerely think, believe, and feel you deserve. If you feel like you deserve that new church, that property, you'll get it. If way down in your gut, you are convinced, it is your conviction that God wants you to have it, nothing can keep it from you. And you see, we've got to, that's just another statement, gut level, that I'm using again to describe the Freudian term for subconscious and the Bible term for heart. But you see, this is what you've got to learn how to do. You've got to learn how to get way down there in your gut. Some of you need a gut job. Ask yourself, what do I think? What do I believe? What do I feel about myself? Way down in my gut.
Well, that was Reverend Ike. And the reason why I wanted to play that one this morning on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe is because we have to believe that we deserve all of the goodness. I love what JC said. He wouldn't have been where he is today if he didn't believe in himself first. You got to believe in you. You got to know that you are worthy and deserving of all of this good stuff. So many of us have been conditioned that we are not worthy. And today, you are more than enough, and you are worthy. Good morning, family. Good morning. We're going to get ready and invite our co-host this morning, Miss Chastity A. Wells. And I want you to know this is her favorite song, so we're going to bring her in on her song, Ain't No Stopping Us Now.
Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down.
Good morning, Chastity.
Happy holiday. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, family. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Yes, great rising, kings and queens, and everybody else in between. So, happy Friday. I'm excited about where we are in our book, Abundance Now. We're still going over the book, Abundance Now. Alisa Nichols, it's our guide to amplifying our life and achieve prosperity today. Last week, family, we were still covering the second E in the book of amplifying our life. The second E is enchantment in our life relationships. And as we continue to talk about entertainment in our life relationships, she continues to talk to us about just our relationships that we have with other people. Because at the end of the day, our greatest wealth is not only in just the material possessions, but also the relationships that we have with other people. So last week, Lisa gave us just different tips on how to love people from a distance, putting people in just different boxes. Not boxes, but just kind of categorizing things for ourselves just so we're actually able to move on from other relationships and actually heal and hit the reset button, how to reconnect and heal with what you're actually responsible for. So she started talking to us about start by acknowledging the impact of your hurtful words and actions. And I even shared my own personal testimony within that and just the growth and understanding that. And then taking the responsibility for the part that you played in the breakdown of the relationship, whether it's your words, your actions, your body language. Honor the hurt feelings that you caused to another person. Tell the other person that you apologize and then commit to doing better in the future. So I just love those things that we did talk about and just showing up how we could do better in our closest relationship. So this week we're going to just pick up from there, which is on page 127, and becoming intentional about creating a high return on investment of our relationships. So we're going to use the word ROI. So in case you haven't heard that word before or that acronym, it is a return on investment. So we'll be talking about how to become intentional about creating a high ROI in our relationships this morning. So happy Friday to everyone. I hope everyone had a great week and we're ready to pick up in this part of the book. All right, so we talked about how we fix different things in our relationships and making amends with our relationships, but now it's time for us to really start creating a high return on our investment with our relationships. Lisa described here is in her life, she achieved many of her goals. She built her business and improved her lifestyle faster than I would have been able to do on my own knowledge and skill set. Simply by getting into relationship with people whose achievements, mindsets, and strategies I wanted to adopt. The return on my investment of time and attention to those relationships, the payoff in knowledge, growth, and revenue and lifestyle has been astounding, right? So, again, I just really want to just point that out because we can go but so far in business, right? But it's not until we start getting around other people that really do bring more knowledge in a place that we really want to be, that's when we really start to grow. Not even just the knowledge, but they actually have the achievement, the mindset, and the strategies that we really want to adopt to really be able to help us grow in those different areas. I was listening this morning to Oh, God, my dog came in here, and he has my house shoe, and he knows not to have my house shoe. So it's pretty funny. So anyway, I was listening to Floyd Money Mayweather this morning, and one of the things that he talked about that he was adamant about, Janine and family, was that he would go to his billionaire friend's home, and he was like, yeah, that's cool, you know. This is a nice house, this is a nice yacht or whatever. He was like, but teach me how to get my own. And he was like, look, I value our relationship, but you can't tell me you're my friend and you won't teach me how to get what you have. Because that's not a friend to me. Then you're just bragging, right? So I love that, and I love that mindset that we really must hold ourselves and all of our relationships accountable to, like, what are we bringing to one another? What are we really sharing? How are we showing up in the planet? How are we allowing other relationships to really show up and cultivate in the planet around us? So we have to be mindful so we're actually able to get a return on the investment in the relationship. And if there's no real return on it, then we have to be mindful of, you know, the priority of the relationship as well. So that was just a nugget for me this morning. And with us talking about this, I thought it was just a good point just to really bring out
for us to really understand how valuable it really is, because none of us get where we have to really go just by ourselves, but it is really in the relationships that we build. So as part of your abundant life, I want you to seek out, develop, and maintain high return of investment relationships of your own. I want you to create a diamond field of intellectual, spiritual, and emotionally fulfilling relationships that when you need them, immediately give you something you didn't have before. And I think that's really, really powerful for us to understand that we must create a diamond field of intellectually, spiritually, and emotionally fulfilling relationships, right? On all those different planes. Because every relationship does bring something different. Some of my friendships, you know, are more intellectually stimulating. They may not have the different mindset that I have about business or think about different things, but I think it's really important for us all to understand who contributes what in our lives and to really cultivate those relationships in that way. So I love this part of the book and really helping us understand that. And then she moved on to us talking about experts with the mindset that are worth adopting. Now, we talk about this all the time, especially here on the Love Journey. It's just really finding people that are experts in their industry, right? And really learning to adopt their mindset in business, whatever that is, however they're doing it, pursuing the unique lifestyle that we really do want, the kind of money that we want. Are we seeking those people out? Whose mindset and habits are you absorbing right now? I think that's the real question for us all to start walking away with. Because we're embracing something, right? So I think it's really important for us all to really start asking ourselves, whose mindset are we really absorbing right now? Look for people who actually inspire you, where you can find people who are positive, empowering, and inspiring. They will challenge you. And these people are everywhere, family. But a surprising fact to most people is that you don't ever have to meet your mentors in person. You don't even have to score lunch with them or a big wig or convince a Fortune 500 CEO to work with you on a regular basis. I've learned from many people who've helped to shape my character, but whom I've never met in person, right? So give yourself permission to access people who are both famous and not so famous. She gives an example of Nelson Mandela had really inspired her to the capacity to learn to forgive. Good Lord, I guess Nelson Mandela would be the perfect person for us all to really learn from the power of forgiveness, especially all that he endured and still carried himself as such a man of elegance or dignity, such dignity. Through it all after being in prison for such a great amount of time. And Lisa was sharing that he taught her that no act of violence or no act, violation or betrayal is too big or too hurtful to be forgiven. And then she goes on to just talk about different people and just their different ways that they actually inspired her, down to Stephen Covey had inspired her with the prolific thinking and with tools that help her navigate through new business or new behaviors and eventually elevate her life. So as we all begin to do our search and look for people who inspire us, use the internet to read up on them. Sample their advice, family, in magazines or newsletters, whether it's the TED Talk, right? We can use all those different things to kind of learn from and just be able to pull ourselves together and just see what actually works. Just start being inspired by those things. Like I said, I even talked about Floyd Money Mayweather this morning. And honestly, I was not a fan of Mr. Mayweather. And if my mom is on the line, I know that's your favorite person on the planet right now, other than your babies. But I really wasn't a real big fan of him. But I really started paying attention to how strategic Floyd is not only in his boxing, but he's like that in every area of his life. And so I really started studying Floyd. And once I really started studying him and I understood where his mindset was at, then I understood his style of boxing. Then I understood more of how he continues to show up in the planet. And then I started really paying attention to his affiliations, his businesses, and just a lot of different things that from the surface, I just didn't see it. I wasn't trying to pay attention to it, but I've learned a lot in just being very mindful with relationships and cultivating myself and learning to discipline myself in a different way. So I really think this part is really exceptionally profound because we all can learn from one another, whether you know that person or not, in regards to that. So, yeah, I definitely agree. We all are super fans of him, but at the same time, we definitely have a lot to learn from one another, right? So did anyone have anything that they wanted to share in regards to that? Just so far before I move on to us really starting to do our due diligence and us really growing in this portion. Press star 6 if you're on the telephone.
Good morning, Pastor Nick.
If you're on Blog Talk. Hey, happy Friday.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey,
it's
mommy.
Your mommy.
Hey, mama.
Always here to support you. Good morning, Love Journey family. It's been a while, but I've been here in the silence, as I always am. Thank God for this whole lesson with Lisa and Abundant Now. On yesterday, I was in a leadership class, and the very thing you're talking about right now, Chastity, was one of the things that they asked, who influenced you? And they wanted to talk about that. Well, I didn't think that was very significant, and I kind of sat back and didn't say anything. So they started to pull on me because I was just one of those people that kind of observed everyone in the class. So they said, Linda, you need to talk, say something. So I started to talk about Oprah Winfrey, and I started to talk about Floyd Mayweather. People started to look a little funny about Floyd, but what I talked about was this young man's strength. And Chastity, you're excused. You know I'm a big fan of his, always.
Right.
So I started to talk about Oprah Winfrey and Floyd Mayweather, how they influenced me, even though I don't know them, just his determination in life and his I can, okay, influenced me. I mean, that's what I relate to. I will. So, and Oprah Winfrey, of course, coming from the same state I came from in Mississippi, I began to relate to her as background-wise and how she built her empire. So I did. So what they suggested in the class was we seek out that person and read their biography 2 times and understand who that person is and what makes them tick. And we're doing that for a whole different reason. We're not talking about abundant life in that class or abundant now in that class. We're talking about leadership styles. So I said that to say that I continue to learn as I get older to lay aside relationships that are meaningless. Because as a young woman, being a social worker, what I did was kind of draw it on people that needed me because I needed so much, right? So now that I've developed and I've changed a lot of things about myself and has become intentional in my relationship, they have become scarcity. So saying that, the people that are in my life have a great influence in my life. So, again, just understanding where all of this lay forward because I know that I'm about to walk into something really, really big. So I need the right relationship. So thank God for Love Journey Family once again. I recommended to them yesterday John Gordon's The Seed book in the class because that was one of the big books that gave me an aha moment on the Love Journey family. So I'm not going to take up much of your time, Love Journey family. Chastity, we may just be talking to each other as we always do. But I love you. Love you too, Janine Ingram. You guys have a great Friday.
Yes, thank you so much, Mom. But hold on, before you leave, though, because you dropped so many jewels in that amount of time. I mean, you really dropped some jewels. So I really just want to pause you and just bring you back on a couple different things just real quick because that was fire. I've been waiting on you to get out of this class. I was going to call you later on, but I appreciate you for sharing this today. So one of the biggest things that I really want to go back to what you said was not only with us talking about reading their biographies more than one time, right, just really engulfing ourselves to understanding their processes, whoever it is that inspired you, the same thing Lisa just talked about. So that's the synchronicity of God and the universe, right? Like you were just talking about that yesterday in training, and then, aha, we're talking about it today. Couldn't have planned that no better. But here's the cool thing. One thing that I really took away from what you said, Mom, is in social services or just period in life, you were attracting people that needed you because you needed so much. See, I thought that was powerful in that. Right? But then once you decided to shift your mindset and then realize that if it was not a beneficial relationship, that you both were not given to one another and it wasn't beneficial for you, you started creating a space and started attracting people that was more beneficial for you. So I thought that that was really powerful in what you said in talking about that and just really identifying that within your own self. Because I think that's something a lot of us can really learn from, that we end up doing so much for other people or trying to be there, and it's really just because of the own void or the insecurity within yourself. So that was a powerful share. So thank you so much, beloved. I love you so much, Mom. Thank you.
Wow, Chastity. And I just want to know, did you recognize the conviction in the voice? It felt like, woo, Mom, like, wow. The conviction came from my heart.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I wanted to add to, mm-hmm. to the conversation. It's just so divine timing that we're talking about this, because we had two powerful sisters on the call yesterday, Kara Dentley Scott and E.R. Spalding. And one of the things that was really powerful about, they said 80% of change is showing up in a room, positioning yourself to be in a room with people like the Oprah Winfrey's and the Floyd Money Mayweather's. I'm just using those because those are the examples that you gave. But anybody who has that kind of influence, 80% of the shift comes from just showing up. And I thought that was powerful. Another thing is being in proximity to influence was what came out the call yesterday. And it's just so divine that you're talking about that today, because that's what we're learning to do. And one of the questions that came out of the call yesterday was this: how do you position yourself to be in the room? How do you position yourself to have those kinds of influence? And so, you know, you're talking just about the things that people had left questions in their mind. So one of the texts that came through to this morning is, and your mother answered it, if you don't know people, how do you get to get their influence? How do you get to know what they're doing? And I thought that was good. So I wanted to reiterate that by saying, read their books. Read their books. I thought that was so good. And then your mother said, read it twice, not once, but twice, so that you can embody the information. So I just wanted to just piggyback on that. Some good stuff that your mother said. Go, Mom. Miss Linda Wells, she is rocking the house, Chastity Wells. Yes.
Yeah, so I think that's really important, is for us all just to realize that it does come from that, just like Lisa said, my mom pointed out as well, because a lot of times you can feel overwhelmed and not realizing that other people's stories do impact us, and it's just knowing the stories, right? And we may inspire other people, so I think that reminds us all too, just to go ahead and continue to trust God a little bit further and just continue to push yourself, because you just never know. Your story may be the story that inspire another person. So the next thing is, do your due diligence. And us doing our due diligence is absolutely important, right? So with our due diligence, we're talking about researching a potential advisor through its paramount importance, and just really understanding that we have so many different ways that we can actually research somebody, including social media, their websites, books, magazines, and newsletters, or subscribing to their blog. Searching out other people who have worked with them and had a positive experience, hearing them speak at business conferences and industry events, right? And it's important that we do not circumvent the due diligence process. Lisa laughs here and she says she's amazed at how lazy people can be wanting results and information without putting in the research time. Our Google society has led us to expect everything is instant. Isn't that the truth? Most people think everything is just absolutely instant when other people have put in so much time to really get these things done. So it's just definitely putting in the time to really cultivate and look up relationships and really look over people's lives and not just look over it and glance at it and think you can just get it in one sit down, but go over it again and again and take notes as you're doing it and as it is applied to your own life. The next major thing that I thought was really important was determine how you can contribute in return, right? As you do your research, look for ways that you can contribute to the advisory relationship. Be willing to invest in a relationship where you don't just come with your hand out. And I think that's really, really powerful because so many times people always come to any relationship just thinking of what they can get out of a relationship. I've seen that in people starting businesses. I see that in people looking for a mentor, whatever the case may be. It's always what this person can do for you, how I can help you, but not how we can help one another, how your platform actually helps me, or what you can do in return. We always need to look at that, no matter if it is a millionaire. Like, it may not be finances, but maybe it's something that you can donate, like your time, and learn from them. There's many different ways that we can cultivate a relationship and actually share, right? Or just being a real positive person. Because a lot of times we don't have those words of affirmation, and everyone still have feelings. And I know that that was something that I've recently experienced in a relationship as well. But I'll get on to her point, and then I'll share my point, and then we'll just kind of go from there. But here's the reason why. Busy people are used to being asked for things. Successful people are always being pulled in a million different directions. Your request is one of many. So set yourself apart by envisioning how you can add value to their lives, too. When I decided that I wanted to learn more about corporate structure before I built my company, I sought to understand the process. So thereafter, I spoke at a business conference where Jim and a corporate attorney who was a speaker, everyone pulled on him. In fact, he was booked for 35 meetings over the multi-day conference with people just asking questions, many of whom who would not move forward and become clients. But Jim served him anyway and served and served and served. At the time, I knew I needed a lot of help. I was clueless about how to start a company. In fact, I was so confused that I didn't even know the question that I should have been asking. I was lost, and yet at the same time, I was one of the top speakers on the same stage at the same conference. So what did I do? I swallowed my pride. I became humble, and I asked him if I could be his girl Friday, just so I could sit in on those 35. Now, remember, I was one of the top speakers at the conference, yet I was about to walk off the stage and become Jim's clerical help, getting him coffee, making his copies, stapling documents, getting signatures from newly signed clients, arranging lunch, and being his number one around gopher. Yeah. When Jim agreed to let me slog through the entire week with him, I was thrilled. So I just think that that's really, really, really important. Like, because here it is, Lisa is actually sharing the stage with this guy, and she put herself in a position to really serve him just so she could sit in on those meetings. And that is really how you give back in those different things. And she just went on talking about she was taking notes for him and getting coffee and different things like that. But it was clear that I wanted my dream to be bigger than me, and I wanted to build a major company, and I was willing to be a gopher for Jim because this man understood corporate structure. Part of her due diligence ahead of the conference happened, research on what a PPM was, what ROI was, and how terms, conditions worked in agreement. I had the research, but I still did not understand any of what I had read. During the 33rd meeting, however, Jim had asked me if any of it was starting to make sense. She told him I got it. Then he verified that I understood what he needed. He said, yep, you've got it. And he even went on to present the financial components during the first few investor meetings while investors didn't bite until I was able to present those numbers myself. What I learned from Jim helped me raise my first $532,000 in venture capital. So I think that that is really, really important for us to understand, that not just to come to any relationship, especially with successful people, because if that person is successful, we're all being pulled in many, many other directions because other people want something, right? Don't just come with your hand out, but come with something that you're actually able to sit and bring to the relationship as well, so everyone's able to grow from it together, right? And so I think that that's really just profound. And so just with us being at the top of the hour, I just really want to reiterate, be equally intentional about taking the quality of your closest relationship. Be equally intentional about the quality of your closest friendship, right? It's really, really important for that. Become a rocket booster friend yourself before expecting others to be one. Now, we talked about rocket boosters earlier, right? We talked about the people that are like ones and twos in their lives that's like draining the crap out of us. We got to start learning to love them from a distance. But the rocket boosters are people that are like sevens, eights, and nines in your lives, people that you feel open about, that don't feel like you're judging you. You can talk to them about your business ideas and just be 100% authentic. But in order to be able to attract these people or keep these people in your lives, you too have to be a rocket booster. Right? So I know I'm a rocket booster, and I only expect to draw into my life rocket boosters. If you're not a rocket booster, I don't allow you to really, we're just not going to feel compatible, and that's all good. You understand? So I don't have any apologies about that anymore because I'm very intentional about my relationships and my energy that I'm creating in this planet. So I'm going to just leave it with this quote from Oprah Winfrey. Lots of people want to ride with you in a limo, but what you want is someone who will take the bus with you when the limo breaks down. So remember, family, it's about really creating intentional relationships where we're actually able to give and receive in those relationships. And let's really take this time over this weekend. Read somebody's biography. Don't read it once, but read it twice. Whoever it is, if it's Oprah, if it's Nelson Mandela, whoever it is, find somebody. Find out how they got there, what their process is. And I think we all can walk away with a greater understanding of even how we're showing up in the planet and some of the things that they've done that we're able to implement there ourselves. And then, most importantly, become a rocket booster freeing yourself before you're expecting it from somebody else. Did anyone else have anything they wanted to share? We're at the top of the hour. Press star 6 if you're on a teleconference, and press 1 if you are on Blog Talk Radio. All right, all right. So we are still, was that somebody about to say something? All right, so awesome. We are at the top of the hour, family, and we are leaving off with abundance now and talking about our second E. Next week, we're going to pick up with creating your new community, I think that's going to be super exciting for all of us to really start talking about and understanding the importance of creating your new community because it's vital that we do have that and we do take advantage of that. So I am Chastity A. Wells. Super excited about this process and us just learning to be more abundant now. Definitely feel free to reach out to me about your insurance needs, You're able to reach me directly at 614-230-6600. Again, it's 614-230-6600 about any of your financial needs. For the next week or two, the last month, I've really been talking about everywhere that I've been speaking, other than with my realtors, about the importance of long-term care, because a lot of times we just don't realize how important long-term care is. People think that somehow the government will end up taking advantage, you know, taking care of you, and that's typically not how that works, family. You'll end up in a Medicaid spend down, and I don't want to get into all the issues with that and you actually having to become really, really poor in order for Medicaid to pick up on that. But if you actually just start preparing and get you a quote for long-term care, it is a lot more affordable. Right now, to stay in a home, they're ranging anywhere between $150 to $300 a day, which is very expensive. Let's fix this. Which is very expensive, and most people can't afford to spend $80,000 a year on long-term care. So if you get the long-term care insurance, family, you'll definitely be able to afford it and make sure your family is taken care of. If you have any questions about it, please feel free to reach out to me directly, 614-230-6600. My name is Chastity A. Wells. I'm on every social media platform. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you, Chastity Wells. Go ahead, Deborah. I just wanted to repeat her number because it went by so fast. 614-230-6600. That's 614-230-6600. Go ahead. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. I was writing down that quote you said.
Oprah was it?
I didn't know if that was your quote or if someone is make sure the people who are willing to ride in a limo with you, make sure they're willing to ride on a bus with you.
That was Oprah's quote. It was lots of people. I can send you a picture of it, but it says lots of people want to ride with you. Yeah, lots of people want to ride with you in a limo, but what you want is someone who will take the bus with you when the limo breaks down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Thank you. Thanks, Dad. Appreciate you.
Yes. All right. Thank you. If you have any questions, just press 1 on Blog Talk. I'm going to open up Kira Dentley's line. I'm going to see what she got to say about this conversation. She should know a little bit. Good morning, Ms. Kira Dentley. I know you got something to say about this conversation, about being in a room with the people. What you got to say, Kira Dentley? She's like,
it's
well,
always,
calling me out.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, as I was sitting here listening, I'm just thinking and writing and everything that everybody said. I'm like, yep, that's true. Yep, that's true too. You already made the statement that 80% of success is in showing up, and we talked about that yesterday. You have to be in a place. You have to be in a place. And you know, when your spirit is right, it's something about that resonance, that energy that you put out that just brings things just full circle. But if you don't believe it first, you'll never see it. You'll never see it. I've never not envisioned a moment where I will be where I'm at. I never did. So I never felt like, oh, what if it doesn't happen? That never crossed my mind, ever. And it takes other people to come back to me and say, all I know is I just put in the work. I wake up every day with intention, with purpose. And other people come back and say, do you realize that you said by 40 you will be a millionaire? Came back to me and said that about a month ago. And I said, I said that. She said, yeah, I remember you saying that. I said, wow. She's like, and I remember you saying by 35 you will be retired. And I just never let up on that 35 retired. I just never did. So when you're doing that, when opportunities come around, you're open to them. When I go to concerts, it's crazy because wherever I go, if I go to a concert, I can go out to the restroom and just speaking to people. I'm telling you, speak to people, but speak from a place of just being sincere and genuine, because I don't take it by chance that I don't take it lightly, the people that I come in contact with, the people that I see just in passing, because it may be something, a reason why we have to connect. We might have to connect. So, and if they're not open to it, you know, just their spirit is closed or shut down, then that's fine. That just means that maybe not now. But I speak to everybody that's in my vicinity. I could be walking on a path, I could be at the gym. I could be at the grocery store. It does not matter. Nail salon. Hi, is it you? That's pretty much the energy that I'm giving off. I could be at a concert, and I could be just going to the restroom. Hey, how's it going? Every single time, I may run into somebody's bodyguard, and they say, hey, you want to come backstage and meet so-and-so? What? Absolutely. Let's go. Let's go. Meeting Jesse White, that's the Secretary of State for Illinois. How did I ever – who knew that that would lead to an opportunity that I had to work for him? After undergrad, between my whole little stint between undergrad and grad school, after that, working for him and people coming into the facility and coming back telling him, she's so personable, she's so outgoing, she's such a sweet young lady, all of these different things. And I didn't know that that would lead to me going to these different ball games and then ultimately meeting the president, having breakfast with President Obama. And it all started just with me just being an open, free spirit, hey, being in the vicinity, just being in the right environment, expecting to be in the right environment, expecting certain things to flow my way, and not just saying it with lip service, because we are good at that, ladies. We're like, oh, well, I expect to get that too. And then we follow up with this negative but it never happens for me. You just shut down everything you just said that was positive. Everything before. Of your butt, you just shut it all down. But it never happens for me. I talk to people all the time on my team. You know what, Kara, I just can't wait to get to that point where I can do X, Y, and Z and have time to spend with my kids. But it just doesn't look like it's happening for me. I'm like, see, that right there. And it takes someone who has gone down that path, who sees what it takes, and can pick up and have a listening ear as a coach, just as a life coach, to hear certain things and say, "Ah, see, you got to stop that." You know, somebody that's intentional, somebody that's listening directly to you and being able to see the things that you're doing that can negate the things that you want. So you definitely want to always just be intentional every single day. I did a video yesterday. I walked into, because we have different restrooms in my house, and I don't always use all of them. So I was on the first floor getting ready to go out to ride my bike. And I was in the first floor bathroom, and I'm washing my hands, and the soap said, beautiful day. And I said, I love the way it smells. And I never really paid attention to the bottle. And I'm sure when I purchased the bottle, I realized I saw that it said beautiful day, and I bought it probably for that reason. But I don't often go in that restroom. Then I looked, and when I went to dry my hands, the towel said praise. And I said, you know what? These are the seeds that you have to plant throughout your house to see things intentional, to just put you in a place of just being present, being appreciative, just positive affirmation. I looked at the garbage can to throw the paper towel in, and it said trust, it said serve, it said faith, it said believe. And I looked around the restroom, and I just had to post that on Facebook. I had to go live with that, because we want these things, and we don't realize that if you want to change the things that you're seeing, you want to see things change in your life, if you want to see things manifest, you want to see things a different way, you might have to change the things that you are seeing, that you are exposing yourself to, from the music to the television to the things that you look at on social media. It should always be positive, because what you want wants you. And if there's something that you really feel deep down inside that there's something that you want out of life, the only thing that happens when you show up in these things, you start to hear things on these calls, like with the love, with the love connection, with the love. When you start to hear certain things that are being delivered on these calls, and you say, ooh, that I feel that. Ooh, that was good. That's because it's something already on the inside of you that is resonating with. It's already something on the inside. So be intentional. Believe, and not just believe. Like we talked about yesterday, you have to activate it. If I just sat in the house and just believed that I would meet all these people, that I would be in a room with them, because then you start to pick up their ways. because winning people have winning habits. They're intentional. They look at everything. The moves that they make, from the words that they say, everything is on purpose. Everything. They're disciplined. I feel like anything that's worth doing is worth doing right. One of my mentors, Jacoby Dickens, used to own a bank. He paid for me to go to school, and I spoke that into existence. I will not pay for school. He paid for me to go to school. And one thing that he said was, anything worth doing is worth doing on time. So when you start to be around people and you're hearing these things, you start picking up those ways. You start going where successful people go. You start going to the, instead of going to the Starbucks around the corner, you go to a Starbucks that's probably a couple of miles away, because that's where the people that are where you want to be, that's where they hang out. You may overhear something. And people that are wealthy don't think they're not friendly, because they're always just open, because they don't know when that next thing might come up. I had a young man walk up to me one day and just said, "What do you do?" At the time, I had a black Lexus, and he said, "I had the same car. What year is yours?" And we just struck up this conversation. This man owned currency exchanges, some of everything. He was Indian. And he was like, "Yeah, I own this." He owned so many different things. And now we still have a blossoming friendship. This is how you surround yourself with just positive people. So I just challenge you, ladies. Just go out there and just expect to win every single day. Wake up with great expectation. I never met a winner that did not expect to win. You just wake up with, hey, you know what, today is going to be a good day. And you have to surround yourself with positive people, because if you are around negative people but you have this positivity boiling up on the side of you, on the inside of you, you will feel like you will explode or implode. So you have to, even if you have to come back home, and I'm not saying that anybody on the phone have negative energy in their house, but if you have negative energy in your house, you have to get out. You have to go where there's positive energy, where there are people that are doing positive things, because it's already in you, because you're getting fed right here on this call. So it's already in you. So you need to be around it so that seed that you have on the inside of you can grow from just other people just watering it. And you're starting to see more, and you're starting to see, you know, people doing a lot of great things. So I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but that is what I have to say about that, about surrounding yourself with positive people. And these are things that you can start doing right now, because many times people say, "Well, I hear what you're saying, and all of this sounds good, but what's the practicum? What can I do today to make this a realization in my life? I see it, and I know I want it, but what can I do?" Start surrounding yourself with people. And maybe you can't show up in some of these rooms where they charge, because I tell people with levels to this, where they might charge $25,000 for a plate. The breakfast I went to, $25,000 per plate. But everybody in the room paid $25,000 per plate. So you knew everybody in the room was well off, was wealthy. Because anytime you could pay that's one meal, then you know that you have more on the back end. So everybody in the room was on the same level. You would agree that if you went and had breakfast for $5 versus having breakfast for $25,000, I mean, it may be the breakfast for $5 might taste different, may even be better, but the people in the room with that $25,000. But what's possible in life is possible in your life, because money is nothing but energy. Money is nothing but energy. So you need to surround yourself with people that can show you the ropes, that can show you, how do I manifest this in my own life? Start being around them, and you'll start picking up the habit. Because like I said, winning people have winning ways. They have winning habits, certain things that they do, like being consistent, doing things right, understanding that when they do something, their name is on it, their signature is on it. Let me do this with everything that I have in me. When it's all said and done, I want to leave it all on the line. Don't half step. Don't half step, my sister. Don't half step. Do it full out. And if whatever you're doing right now today is not something that you feel like you want to do it full out anyway until that next thing comes. Or go out there and go get it. You just feel like, I just can't go another day. Go out there and find that thing that gets you up first thing in the morning excited and ready to go. Find that thing for you. It's out there. It's out there, because what you want wants you too. But we have to stop thinking. We talked about this yesterday. We start thinking along the lines of what other people want or what other people expect out of us. And as long as we're doing that, we'll never get the things that we want. And you know what it is, because you can feel it. And you know it. Mm. The way somebody's ancestors told me is if nobody ever paid you another dollar another day, what is that thing that you will wake up and just do for free and be happy to do it? That's that thing for you. God bless you, my sisters. We do a lot of things. We're helping people to manifest their dreams and to manifest what they want in their lives. And we build teams all over the world to help people to just generate additional income so they can free themselves up. It's not just about survival, and it's not just about getting by. You, too, have an opportunity that you can just live the life that you want of pure freedom. So look me up. I'm on social media, Kara Scott, Kara Scott Dentley. And I look forward to just, I look forward to continuing to communicate and just connect with Janine and the rest of the ladies that are on this call and the men, if they're on this call. And thank you, my sister, that brought the word today, everything that you said, and even her mom that chimed in, you know, Chastity, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. I love it. And I look forward to connecting with you as well. Thank you, Janine.
Kisses. All right. Thank you. All right. So we're going to get ready and end the call. We want to remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice, really the only choice. And remember, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. And I'm going to leave you with this. Doubt your doubts before you doubt God. I love this. Listen to this before you go this morning.
I remember my little niece ran up to me and told me, "We learned about Jesus today." And I could tell by her smile she was so excited to learn about this man that she did not quite know yet, but she knew without a doubt for it to be true, because after all, Mommy said so. And that was the first time in my life that I looked into the eyes of a child and envied them, because she had no idea of what it feels like to doubt. What it feels like to have your entire belief system overload with skepticism. To never know the day that you would finally be able to live beyond the shadow of a doubt. I've lived in its darkness for so long, it seems like I have all the right questions, but never enough answers, and my faith is small enough to fit in the cracks of my palms. God, every night I lay my head down to sleep, the city of my mind is attacked by a legion of questions, threatening the living rooms of my sanity and holding them hostage. Can you help me? Last year, my grandmother laid in a hospital bed like a bus stop waiting for God to come pick her up. I had never seen such pain and such confidence living in the same eyes when she told me, "I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know who I belong to." And I was so happy for her. And something inside of me wished that somehow before she passed away, she could pass down her confidence in God to me like an old family picture. I remember sitting in the back row of a cold sanctuary, crying, because I desperately wanted what the preacher was saying to be true, but my doubts were preaching a sermon of their own, and the streams of my tears turned into oceans of frustration. I remember sitting in a college classroom, and the only thing being tested is my faith in God. The only thing passing is my hope. Me, in a backpack full of fear, nowhere to go, no one to help me unpack. I sleep, but I never rest. These lines around my eyes are not wrinkles, they are maps. Let's show you the winding roads that lead to my pain. I'm tired. And I'm longing for the day that I can place my fingers in his nail-pierced hands, because honestly, I've considered quitting, but where will I go? Back? There's no home for the living in the land of the dead, so I keep pressing forward. Today I have faith, but I can't make any promises about tomorrow. I'm surprised I've held on this long. God, just make me feel like I'm not crazy. God, let me know that I'm not just making friends with these walls when I pray. I'm not questioning you. I just got questions. Don't leave me here. Don't leave me. My child, when it seems like you have all the right questions, but never enough answers, and your faith is small enough to fit in the cracks of your palms, I told you, faith the size of mustard seeds can rearrange whole landscapes and turn mountains into open highways. Faith comes by my word, so maybe you've cuffed your ears. My child, don't be childish. But consider the child whose faith has not quite learned the definition of impossible. Have your questions. I'm not telling you to have a blind faith. I'm telling you to consider the blind men who had faith and believed my words before they were even able to see me. Consider the birds that eat from my hand and do not fall from the sky without my consent. So how much more will I love the ones that I died for? Before you doubt me, doubt your doubts. Doubt your doubts, and you will see they are just as empty as the tomb that I walked from. Truth is, you know I'm here. You know my truth, and you're scared. Scared of what that means. Scared of what that should cost you. That one day they will all laugh at you, laugh you right out of their classrooms, and scorn you out of their courtrooms. But my love serves as an eviction notice to anxiety. When they cast stones, my love casts out fear. I am the author and finisher of your faith. I've never started a work that I will not finish. I am the one who will give you courage to stare death in the face and say, how dare you try to scare me? I know who I belong to. And when it feels like you are drowning, in a sea of your questions, just know I'm there. I'm there. Like when I drowned in the Red Sea of my blood for you, and these hands that took holes will hold you. And when I told you that I would love you forever, I meant it. Don't you see these rings in my hands? See, we are married. For better or for worse, through sickness and in health, through faith and through questions, till death brings us closer, you are mine. You are mine, and I am yours, I promise.
Wow.
Sweet as he can be.
It's been another Love Journey production. Your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Have a phenomenal, amazing, God-filled, love-filled, happy-filled weekend. And don't forget to check out the call at 8 o'clock. That 8 o'clock call is about empowerment for women. You don't want to miss it with Kara Scott Dentley. All right. I see you there. Don't forget to check out that call this morning. All right, family. Have a great weekend, and I see you on Monday morning. Cash Flow Monday. Yes, yes.